as a helpless baby, a baby who cried and who relied totally on his mum and dad for food, shelter and care, just like we did as babies. And probably with all the families that we've got here, if you're parents, then you know that your children rely on you for everything. So how surprising was that? I think that's a huge surprise. But we'll come back to the boxes in a moment. In the meantime, it's over to Simon. Kate, now what's there? Is that the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge? Thank you very much. So God actually chose an ordinary young teenage girl called Mary to be his mother and a carpenter called Joseph to be his father. God chooses ordinary people to serve him, to be part of his plans. How surprising is that? That isn't necessarily what you would have expected, God's plans. So, Jacob, do you want to pop that magazine just up against there for me? And then do you want to go and sit down? Thank you very, very much. Didn't Jacob do well? Now, my third box, who'd like to help me? I don't know your name. Are you... What? Stephen. Stephen, do you want to come and help me? So, if you try and open that for me. Can you do it that way? Yep, that's it. Yes. Oh, now what's it? What it is? Well, yes, you show everybody. What is it?
Straw.
It is some straw. That's a bit of an unusual thing. Do you want to step up here and then everyone can see? That would be brilliant. So, that's the third surprising thing about Christmas, because Jesus was born in a place where animals were kept. We know this because the Bible tells us that Mary laid him in a manger, which is an animal feeding trough, a place where animals lived. That wouldn't have been my first choice of where to have my baby. What about everyone here that's had babies? Would you like to have had your baby in a stable, with put them in the manger? She wouldn't have minded. Yes, she would, apparently, says Vicky. So, God could have chosen absolutely anywhere for this baby to be born. A place like animals, no, that wouldn't be my choice. So when the wise men came to look for the baby later on, they knew that they were looking for a king. So they headed straight to Herod's palace, only to be told that the new king hadn't been born there. Once again, God chose to act in a totally surprising way that no one could have expected. He chose to be born in poverty, so that in that way, he was and is accessible to absolutely everybody. So, Stephen, do you want to put the hay down just in front of the box there? That's brilliant. So who'd like to come and open the fourth box? Abby, as you've got your hand up so quickly, you can come and do the fourth box. I think she's hoping for something big, but we'll wait and find out, shall we? Oh, yes, Abby very kindly wrapped all of these boxes for me in preparation for today. So would you like to open box number four? Oh, you're doing it very carefully.
Because I don't want to rip the paper.
Ah, right. Okay, but you have.
If you wanted to recycle.
Ah, right. Okay, yes. We're very environmentally friendly in our house, so we can reuse the... lovely congregation participation there. Yes. This is marvellous. So, the fourth thing... What's his name? Well, you see, we didn't actually give our sheep down in the meeting place a name. Now, you might be wondering, what on earth is Ian talking about? The thing that Ian is talking about... Sorry, so you're not Ian. No. So the thing that Ian is talking about is that as a parish, we took part in a sheep trail. And there were 10 sheep just like this. that were positioned in a variety of shops all around the parish, and some children and families went around seeking them all, and then a large number of them were here yesterday afternoon to claim their little prize of a chocolate coin, and we had a great time discovering more about the Christmas journey. And there were around just under 40 children here yesterday afternoon just sharing in the Christmas story, and it was fantastic. You missed a treat if you weren't here. So, God chose shepherds, who are obviously looking after the sheep, to announce the arrival of Jesus. And
joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare his room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Now that was a surprise, wasn't it? Thank you very much. Now, I wonder if the angels who sang Joy to the World and just that awesome sound that really revealed the glory of God, whether that was as good as that. Because I just thought the spontaneity was phenomenal and the harmonies were absolutely gorgeous. Would you agree? Yes. Now, I wonder whether someone might be able to now come and open the fourth box. Have we done the fourth box? One, two, three. Oh, no, sorry. Should we try that again? I've lost my train of thought here. Take two. Yes. So the shepherds were the first people to be told about the arrival of the world saviour. And the thing about them is that they weren't very important people at all. Shepherds in first century Palestine often had a really bad reputation and they were looked down upon. It was to these really despised people that the angels gave the good news. The good news of a saviour that included everybody and didn't leave anyone out. God acted in a surprisingly generous way. And so we come to our fifth and final box. And who would like to come and open that? So let's find the fifth box. Oh. Should we just move it to the front so that everybody can see what's inside? Right there, that's it. Shall I take that for you? Brilliant. Oh, there's a few things in here. So there's a bib. And a little baby grow. And a Paddington Bear toy. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. So, the gifts, although these are gifts for a new baby, if we think about maybe the wise men for a moment, and the gifts that they brought, they didn't bring cuddly toys or a baby grow or bibs. Can anyone tell me what they did bring? Shout them out.
Gold.
Frankincense. And myrrh. Fantastic. And today, for answering that question, I'm glad now I bought this that had lots of different little things in it, because actually the people that gave that right answer can share this massive, great, big star between you for answering those questions correctly. Shall I give it to Grandpa so that he can be responsible for dishing it out equitably?
No.
No, or shall I give it to Daddy? Could I? excuse me. We haven't quite finished. Yeah. 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 So the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh that the wise men gave to Jesus actually spoke of the fact that Jesus was a king and that he would bring people to God and that he would do this by dying for them. These are gifts that we wouldn't expect a baby to receive. They're really surprising, aren't they? And with these gifts, predicting that they would happen in the future, what the Bible calls prophetically. That's a really difficult word, isn't it? Should we try and say that together? Prophetically. Yeah. These gifts were speaking of the saving ministry that Jesus would bring. So when God entered our world on the first Christmas, he acted in very surprising ways. It wasn't that anybody was expecting from God at all, but it was much, much more. So this morning, we've learnt some surprising things. That God came to earth as a human being. That God didn't choose somebody famous. That he didn't let him be born in a very nice palace. And that he shared some amazing news with ordinary people, the shepherds. And that the gifts that were given to Jesus were unusual. However, the most surprising thing of all about the Christmas story is this. God came to the earth in the person of Jesus because he loves us. Although we've done nothing to deserve his love, and in fact, we've often rejected him by being selfish and thinking that we know better than him, God came to earth to rescue us from the mess that we've got ourselves into. He came to earth to invite us back into relationship with him. He came to be our saviour. So on this Christmas day, God is offering you and me, through Jesus, a fresh start. He offers to forgive us of our selfishness and to give us the gift of relationship with him. To show that God offers this gift to everyone, we're going to have a surprise collection because we're doing everything all on the theme of surprises this morning. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to do what's called a reverse collection. Now you might be thinking, what is a reverse collection? So people are coming round now just with some little baskets, and I invite you to take a chocolate coin out of the basket. But don't unwrap it just yet. We're going to wait until everybody has got a chocolate coin. Now, when you are given a gift, you have three choices, don't you? You can either throw it away, or you can leave it unwrapped and look at it and think, oh, I'll do that some other time. Or you can receive it, wait, and you can enjoy it. Now, question for you. What will you do with your gold coin that you've just received? Particularly if we think about that gold coin as Jesus saying to you this morning, I want a relationship with you. I love you. And my gift to you this morning is my love. Will you accept my love and the gift for relationship that I give you today? Will you throw it away and leave it? Or will you eat it now? The choice is yours. I've eaten mine because I know that I need to have my relationship with God. But I also know that God leaves that choice with you. So I'm leaving that choice with you this morning. But what will you do with that gift? Will you think that it's not for you, so throw it away? Or will you choose it to leave it unwrapped, maybe take it home and think, I'll think about that another day? Or will you choose to receive it gladly, like that flash mob, joy to the world, for Christ has come. Let earth receive her king. The Bible tells us that in order to receive this gift, all we need to do is to turn to God, to face him and say yes to him. So let's take a moment to be quiet as we think about how we will respond this morning.